This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I don't know which podcast it was last year, but I specifically remember telling people that ISIS terrorists would try to find crowds that are on concrete to shoot at because they could get a lot of bounces and ricochets off the concrete. And now if you look at this Las Vegas shooting, you know, what did you have? You had a guy firing, you know, at least according to the official story, a guy firing a bunch of 223 rounds, which are very small rounds. They're not very powerful. And they were hitting concrete. And I'm willing to bet you at least half the injuries are ricochets or fragments, you know, fragments of concrete or fragments of bullets that bounced off the concrete and then got into people. I'm willing to bet you a lot of the injuries are legs, knees, shins, ankles, feet. You know, if you weren't hit by the bullet coming down, you know, if you weren't hit in the head or the shoulders, you probably were very likely to get a lot of shrapnel from the concrete, from the ground or bullet fragments, basically exploding on concrete. And this also depends on what kind of rounds he was firing. So if he was firing, you know, penetrator rounds, then he could get a lot more concrete shrapnel. So this goes back to a lot of what I've been teaching over the last several years, which is very high level of alert, very high level of preparedness. I've been teaching people to avoid crowds. I've said it specifically multiple times in multiple podcasts. I've talked about avoiding large crowds. I've talked about avoiding stadiums. I've talked about being able to find cover if you're in a shooting. You know, how to find cover, what is effective cover, you know, the difference between cover versus concealment, and so on. So, you know, a year ago, a lot of people might have said that this talk was paranoid or that, you're overly concerned. Why are you so riled up about being able to escape mass shootings or defend yourself against mass shootings? Well, now nobody's asking that question anymore, are they? Now everybody's like, how do I survive a mass shooting? Because America has been turned into a battle zone. And we don't yet know for sure who's responsible for this Vegas shooting. This guy, Stephen, I forgot his name, Paddock? Yeah. He clearly had a reason. He didn't just snap. This wasn't just sudden spontaneity. He planned this out, right? He had a lot of ammo. He spent days prepping the ammo, the guns. He had to order a lot of these parts. He had to modify guns, turning them into illegally full auto guns, perhaps. That's what it seems like with at least one rifle. So this guy had a lot of meticulous planning. It wasn't a spontaneous thing, which means that he had a reason. We just don't know what that reason is yet. But he had a reason. And it's probably, you know, it had to be a reason rooted in some kind of hatred towards, I guess, maybe country western people or whatever they represented to him. Maybe to him, country western people represent Trump supporters. I don't know. Maybe they represent conservatives. Maybe they represent racism to him. You know, in his twisted mind, he could have equated a country western crowd with any of these things or something else that isn't even obvious. But whatever it was, he had hatred on his mind and in his heart, and he was going to destroy as many people as possible. Now, what does this have to do with my main point here? Well, people are being driven to hatred by the mainstream media. People are being driven to hatred by the radical left. Antifa is openly calling for violence against innocent people, especially conservatives. You know, the Berkeley students and student bodies at universities' campuses across the country are openly calling for violence against people. There's hatred and derangement on the left. It has infected the late-night TV comedians like Jimmy Kimmel. It has infected the mainstream media, you know, like CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. They're just spewing hatred and division. And it's infected the NFL, which now, you know, with the kneeling, showing that they hate the flag, that they hate America. It's infected public schools, not just universities. So there's a lot of hatred, and we shouldn't be surprised when some of these people, especially those on the left, snap and then become mass murder planners, you know, carrying out extensively detailed plans of mayhem and murder. And that's what this guy did. And I think there's a better than even chance that he was radicalized by the left. Now, I know ISIS has claimed responsibility for the shooting, but those aren't exclusionary concepts. He could have been radicalized by ISIS and also be an anti-Trump leftist at the same time. It could be that his politics are on the left, but his murder was motivated by maybe ISIS ideology. Who knows? I mean, I'm just guessing. We shouldn't conclude anything until we have more information, but that's a possibility. But as long as we have a media that is spewing hatred, and as long as we have late night TV that's spewing hatred and division, we're going to continue to get these mass shootings. And that's why I find it especially disturbing that people like Jimmy Kimmel blame the shooting on totally innocent law-abiding gun owners, people like me, instead of the hate-filled, hate-spewing, left-wing, deranged lunatics like Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, or, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, or Michael Moore, or any of these other radical leftists, Maxine Waters. These radical leftists are pushing hatred and division, and I believe that in some cases they are pushing certain people over the edge. They are pushing people past that tipping point where they can decide certain, you know, certain people, especially if they're on psychiatric drugs like this guy was. This Vegas shooter was taking, I think, diazepam, which is a powerful psychiatric drug, like a hypnotic drug. And that combined with all the hate-filled rhetoric of the left can push certain people over the edge, turning them into mass murderers. And that may be what happened here. We don't know for sure, but it could be one explanation. It could come out that that's the case. You know, there's a rumor going around, it's unconfirmed, but it's a rumor that there was a lot of Antifa material located in the hotel room of this shooter. Now, if that's true, then the reason it hasn't come out yet is because the FBI is covering it up. Now, the FBI used to be led by James Comey, who is a treasonous traitor, and he refused to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her very serious crimes, multiple felony crimes, violations of national security, and he gave her a pass because he is also a leftist. He's a deep state leftist. So could the FBI be covering up the fact that this Vegas shooter was, in fact, an Antifa radicalized by the left? Is that a possible scenario? Of course it is. The FBI could be covering this up. The FBI is no longer trusted as a law enforcement organization by many people. I happen to know some very good retired FBI agents, and they're good people, but they're retired. There's a lot of good FBI agents in the FBI, but there's a lot of people there who are left-wing, deep-state bureaucrats who are going to abuse their power and exploit their position to cover up for the left. And so there could be a contingent within the FBI that perhaps doesn't even represent the overall position of the agency, but they may have enough power and influence to prohibit or prevent this evidence from going public, for example. So the FBI could be involved in this cover-up. That's another possibility you got to consider. These are all things you have to consider because every institution in America now has been corrupted. Every institution. The media has been corrupted. The FBI has been corrupted. The FDA has been corrupted. Universities have been corrupted. The judicial system has been totally taken over by communists practically at this point. So you have to ask big questions, deep questions about all of this because the institutions that you used to be able to rely on are no longer institutions that you can just take their word when they state something, or if they tell you that they didn't find a link. You know, like this FBI guy, this agent said that they had found no connection with ISIS. What he should have said is that so far, we haven't found any connection to ISIS. But what it sounded like he said was that we have determined there is no connection to ISIS. Those are two very different things. How could the FBI complete a massive investigation in 24 hours and conclude no ties to ISIS? That's impossible. That's impossible. So this FBI agent is either lying or he misspoke, but the media is quoting him as if they have determined ISIS is not involved in the radicalization of this shooter. That's an utterly false conclusion. But just to wrap this up, if you are not now convinced that you need to be carrying a concealed weapon, if you are not now convinced that being in crowds is a dangerous endeavor, then you're not paying attention. Everything that I've warned about is coming true. Everything that I've said, watch out for crowds, watch out for stadiums, watch out for public transportation, beware of areas that have a lot of concrete because gunfire can be bounced off the concrete. I talked about football games, concerts, and stadiums, and all these things, and train stations, and all these things. Look, this is not rocket science. If you're a terrorist, you're going to hit these areas where you have, from their point of view, the maximum impact. They want to create the maximum casualties. They're going to go for large crowds, and they're going to go for dense crowds where they can fire indiscriminately, and they don't have to pick out targets because they're just spraying and causing casualties. They don't care who they're hitting, you see. So they're just looking for crowd density. And where do you have crowds? Stadiums, sporting events, train stations, airport, check-in line, security lines at airports. You know, these concerts, these outdoor concerts, they are kill zones, sadly. You know, that's the other sad thing about all of this is that these people, these terrorists, whatever their motivations are, they are destroying a way of life in America. They are taking away the joy of being able to feel like you could just go to a concert, have a good time, sing God Bless America, and not have your feet shot off by some person, terrorist person. I almost used some profanity there, sorry. They're taking away our way of life, and they're killing our people. So that's why we got to get to the bottom of this, folks. We've got to find out what caused this person to go crazy. Well, not even crazy, to go pathological. What caused him to want to kill so many people? Was it Antifa? Was it ISIS? Was it the drugs, the psychiatric drugs? Was it something that something happened to him? Did his girlfriend break up with him? I don't know. There's a lot of scenarios here. We got to find out what happened, and we got to make sure that we address those root causes so that we can prevent this from happening again. And by the way, I'm pretty sure those slide fire, bump fire devices are going to get banned very quickly. So nobody's going to be able to possess those devices. They're tactically useless, by the way. Anyway, you can't hit anything that you're trying to hit. They're only good for spraying crowds. So I don't think anybody's going to complain if those get banned, by the way. In any case, there's a lot going on, folks. Pay attention, be safe, get prepared, get a concealed carry, understand how guns work, understand what cover is, you know, take care of yourself because times are getting crazy, just as I warned about over the last couple of years. I've got websites that might interest you, of course. Survival.news is one of them, and read naturalnews.com for daily updates on everything from health freedom to how to grow your own antibiotic medicine without a prescription. A lot of life-saving information there. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited,
It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.